Welcome to the Behind Their Business podcast, the show that's peeling back the curtain and showing what's actually happening behind the scenes of running a business. I'm your host, Steph Blake, and each week you'll hear from women at all levels of business who are showcasing their stories of struggle and triumph as they juggle business ownership with day-to-day life. Join us to hear inspiring stories and strategies for starting and growing your own business. Hello and welcome to the Behind Their Business podcast. If you're brand new to the show, welcome. And if you are a repeat listener and fan, welcome back. I am your host, Steph Blake, and I'm so excited to be speaking with our guest today. Before we dive into the episode, though, I want to remind everybody that we are really focused on providing an ad-free experience so we can keep the content truly focused on inspiring others. With that said, there is still a lot of time and cost associated with running the show, so we've decided to open up donations to anyone that feels called to support our mission. Plus, each quarter, we're using a portion of those donations and putting them into our scholarship program. And this program gives scholarships to women who are ready to start or scale their own businesses, but they don't necessarily have the financial means to invest in support. Now, my mission in this world is to help women create true freedom in their lives, and our scholarship program is one way that I'm continuing to make this possible. Our goal is to give at least five women a scholarship of $500 each quarter, but I know that I cannot do it on my own, so that's why I'm calling on the collective, all of you amazing listeners, to help make this possible. We also have a couple of special bonuses for each person that decides to donate too. So you're going to get access to the Behind Their Business private community. You're going to get a video version of each of the interviews, weekly accountability check-ins from me, monthly Q&A calls with me to get support with starting and growing your business, and more. So if you are feeling called to support the show and our mission of inspiring others and bringing more women-led businesses into the world, you can go to behindtheirbusiness.com, click the donate button, and give any amount that you feel called to. Every single dollar counts, and we truly appreciate each person that has donated already and those who will continue to donate in the future. Or if you are somebody who's serious about growing your business, but you don't have the means to invest in support right now, we would love to have you apply for a scholarship. You can go to our website, behindtheirbusiness.com, and get the details for that and submit an application. All right, now let's dive into the discussion with our incredible guest today. Welcome to the Behind Their Business podcast, the show that's peeling back the curtain and showing what's actually happening behind the scenes of running a business. I'm your host, Steph Blake, and each week you'll hear from women at all levels of business who are showcasing their stories of struggle and triumph as they juggle business ownership with day-to-day life. Join us to hear inspiring stories and strategies for starting and growing your own business. Hello and welcome to the Behind Their Business podcast. If you're brand new to the show, welcome. And if you are a repeat listener and fan, welcome back. I am your host, Steph Blake, and I'm so excited to be speaking with our guest today. Before we dive into the episode, though, I want to remind everybody that we are really focused on providing an ad-free experience so we can keep the content truly focused on inspiring others. With that said, there is still a lot of time and cost associated with running the show, so we've decided to open up donations to anyone that feels called to support our mission. Plus, each quarter, we're using a portion of those donations and putting them into our scholarship program. And this program gives scholarships to women who are ready to start or scale their own businesses, but they don't necessarily have the financial means to invest in support. Now, my mission in this world is to help women create true freedom in their lives, and our scholarship program is one way that I'm continuing to make this possible. Our goal is to give at least five women a scholarship of $500 each quarter, but I know that I cannot do it on my own, so that's why I'm calling on the collective, all of you amazing listeners, to help make this possible. We also have a couple of special bonuses for each person that decides to donate too. So you're going to get access to the Behind Their Business private community. You're going to get a video version of each of the interviews, weekly accountability check-ins from me, monthly Q&A calls with me to get support with starting and growing your business, and more. So if you are feeling called to support the show and our mission of inspiring others and bringing more women-led businesses into the world, you can go to behindtheirbusiness.com, click the donate button, and give any amount that you feel called to. Every single dollar counts, and we truly appreciate each person that has donated already and those who will continue to donate in the future. Or if you are somebody who's serious about growing your business, but you don't have the means to invest in support right now, we would love to have you apply for a scholarship. You can go to our website, behindtheirbusiness.com, and get the details for that and submit an application. All right, now let's dive into the discussion with our incredible guest today.
I am so looking forward to the conversation with our guest today. She's going to be talking about what closing a successful business taught her about self-care and the overall importance of having boundaries around your business. And our guest today, she helps work-at-home moms cut through the overwhelm of starting and scaling a business by teaching them general business, time management, and mindset strategies so they can spend less time working and more time with the people they love. She also has a free mini course and information about a community on her website where she helps moms turn their passions into a profitable online business. So you can learn more about her on her website, WAHM CEO, so Work at Home Mom CEO. And you can find her on Instagram, WAHM CEO. That's a tongue twister right there. But I'm so glad to welcome Rebecca. Thank you so much for being here. So do you want to just get started by telling everybody where you got or how you got started in your business? I know we're going to talk about one business and then your business that you have now. So let's get to that first one way back in the day when you got started.
Sure. Well, thank you so much for having me, Stephanie. I really appreciate the opportunity to be here. So my story is goes way back to 2003. I was working full time and I just had my first son. He was a newborn, and I was laid off from my full-time job 2 weeks after coming back from maternity leave. So I went home and I was just devastated, as you can imagine. I had no idea what I was going to do because I had this new baby at home. We weren't in a position to where I could just stay home and be a stay-at-home mom. I had to bring in an income. But I also knew the pain of dropping my son off at daycare every single day. I hated it. It was gut-wrenching. And I'm sure many of the moms out there can completely relate to this. So at the time I was in marketing and I decided, you know what? I'm done working for somebody else. I can do this on my own. There's no reason why I can't just take all of my skills that I was using in my full-time job and translate them into my own business. So that's exactly what I did. Said, just put the stake in the ground that day and said, I'm just going to go out and start my own marketing consulting business. So that's where my entrepreneurial journey started.
I love that. And our stories are so similar in that regard. Mm-hmm. I didn't have my son yet. I actually started my business before I had my son with the intention of wanting to leave because like you, I didn't want to even have to go through the daycare drop off because I knew it would kill me.
Yeah. Exactly. And I know, it's hard.
Yeah, absolutely. And like you said, there's so many other moms listening to this right now and they're really going to resonate that. So I'm really glad that you shared that. So, okay, go ahead.
Okay. So I did that for about 7 years. And it was great. I loved it. I was working on my own. I had, you know, a plethora of clients and was just kind of doing my thing. In that time, I also had a second. So now I had two boys at home. And it was around 2007-ish. I started just kind of feeling I wanted to do something else. Like I loved what I was doing with my marketing clients, but I was kind of looking for a new challenge. You know, I think that's like every entrepreneur's plague, right? You're always kind of looking for that next thing. And at the time I had both my boys at home and we were always crafting and just doing like these little projects and we loved it and it was so much fun. But I would talk to my other mom friends who would say, you know, I see you're always crafting with your boys. I would love to do that, but I can't come up with the ideas, and I hate going to the store and buying all of these supplies just to make one craft. And so, you know, I keep hearing this over and over, and I thought, oh, that's such a shame, you know, because crafting like can really be a bonding experience with your kids, and it's fun and educational. So I came up with the idea of creating a craft kit. And at the time, craft kits just weren't really a thing. I mean, this might be dating myself, but at the time, you know, there was a, you know, one company out there who sort of made like sticker craft kits, and that was about it. So I came up with the idea to, you know, do this little craft kit business, and it was really fun. It started off as it was always intended just to be kind of a side hobby, something I could do with my boys, and it just kind of was meant to be a small thing. We started going to little craft shows on the weekends, and I built a website, and I had a Facebook page, and that was just really it. You know, we just kind of started off slow, and then, but before I knew it, it was really taking off. So I don't know if you want me to keep going with the story or.
Yeah. So at this time, correct me if I'm wrong, you were still doing your consulting business and you were doing this craft kit on the side, right?
I was. Yeah. So
while raising a couple of kids.
Yeah. So at this point I had all of those. Yeah. So I was juggling all of it. But again, you know, when I went into this craft kit business, I really just intended it just to be something like for fun, kind of like a hobby. Like if you were a knitter or a sewer on the weekend, this is what I was going to do on the, you know, on the weekends as part of my just, you know, fun time. But what I found was that this, these craft kits just really resonated with moms. And before I knew what was happening, it was just really taking off. At the time,
so I want to pause right there because I'm trying to just, I'm a very visual person. So I'm trying to paint this picture in my mind of what this looked like. So were you, I'm assuming you were taking orders through some kind of online form and then
through my website. Correct.
Okay. And then how were you fulfilling on these orders? Were you hand delivering them? Were you shipping them to people?
Both? Yeah. Both. So all of these craft kits were the designs were my own for each kit. And then I was creating all of the pieces that would go inside. So if there was like, it required, you know, little circles cut out of paper, I was cutting off of the circles. It sounds so ludicrous now, but at the time, that's what I was doing. I had a Cricut machine and I was, you know, just cutting all these things by hand and packaging them all by hand. And you know, and it was fun for a couple of months, and then it blew up and it became very difficult to manage. But yeah, I would fulfill the orders through in person if I was at a farmer's market or a craft fair, and through a website if somebody wanted to place an order online.
Okay. So then at the peak of your success with this craft kit business, do you remember how many orders you were fulfilling at one time? I would say probably on like a, let's just say like on a monthly basis. Do you remember how many orders you were getting?
Oh, hundreds.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. And you were doing all of this by hand.
Yes. Yeah. And I did have, I got to a point where I had, so I was fulfilling the orders and packaging them. And I got to the point where I was having like some friends come over and help me package these things because it just was getting to a point. My husband would help me. So we had a little assembly line going, and then I had a woman that I had hired early on to help me manage all of the publicity that I was getting, because it started getting picked up by mom bloggers who were featuring the products on their blogs and their websites, and it was getting picked up by local news stations, and then it started going international, and I couldn't keep up with it. Like just the requests for, you know, product to write reviews on or to feature me on their websites was just a full-time job in itself. So I did have help with that. But other than that, it was just me and my, you know, my husband and the little crew of other moms I could get to help me on the weekends. Yes.
That was going to be my next question was, did you have a team? But you already answered that, because you can't fulfill all of those on your own. That's, you wouldn't be sleeping.
Yeah. But for the most part, no, I did not have a team. And that's kind of where things took a turn in the stories. But I can discuss that and, you know, further down the line here.
Yeah. And I'm, like I said, I'm a visual person. So I'm trying to imagine all of this, imagining you in your living room with just different pieces, or like in your dining room table, different pieces scattered all over the place. Do you remember, and you don't have to share this if you don't want to, but I just like to hear like the revenue journey that people have gone on to. Do you remember how much you were making each month, or maybe on each kit?
Yeah. So the kits were, they were profitable. I can't remember exactly the revenue. I mean, it's been, I closed it in 2013. So it's been a number of years, but right. It was turning a profit. And you know, that's where it became such a difficult decision on whether or not I should move forward or ultimately close it down.
Perfect. And that segues perfectly into why you decided to shut this down. I know you said you really wanted to focus on self-care, but you want to explain that a little bit?
Sure. So, you know, as I was saying, it started off to be just a hobby business. That was my full intention of it. It just started growing faster than I could imagine. I ended up working on this full time. I gave up my, at the peak of it, I ended up giving up my marketing clients because I just couldn't manage both. And I was working on the craft kit business. But what was happening was first and foremost, the joy out of it was starting to leave because it was becoming a very stressful endeavor, not only for myself, but for my family. My intentions was, you know, when I started, it was going to be something just fun I could do with my boys and be like a little side hobby. But, you know, through the experience and as time went on, I was completely excluding them from it because I couldn't manage, you know, these two little kids being part of it and being mommy's helper. And so they were being ostracized from it. But more importantly, I found that it was working so much that I was working twice as many hours as I was when I was at my full-time job. And the reason I wanted to leave my full-time job was because I didn't want to have my time divided between, you know, my boys and my work. And, you know, through this experience, I found that I was, you know, constantly pushing them off. I was sending them to people's houses so I could get a few hours of work. I was working every night, wee into the hours. I was, you know, trading time with my husband on the weekends. He would take over. So we never had family time. And it just became one of these things that was taking over our life. And unfortunately, you know, my motherhood was suffering and my marriage was suffering from it. And I had to make a choice. You know, I got to this crossroads where I either had to decide, I'm going to continue on with the success of this and I'm going to do it right. I'm going to hire a team. I'm going to hand this over and really just, you know, make it big, because I truly believed at the time that it could turn into something very big. And, you know, the trajectory was supporting that. Or I could choose to shut it down. And ultimately, I felt the right decision for my family at the time was just to shut it down, because I knew if I did take on a team and really started to grow it even further than it was, that would also take a lot of my time. And my family, you know, needed me more than I needed this business. So that was a very tough decision. And it's still hard to talk about it. This is actually the first time I'm talking about this publicly. So it brings up a lot of emotions. It's a little difficult still to this day, but, you know, ultimately I look back and I don't regret that decision. I don't, you know, time with my children and my marriage and my family is more important than any job or any company that I could ever run. So,
yeah, I completely agree with that. And it's also more important than any amount of money that can come in too. I think a lot of people lose sight of that too, when they're just chasing dollar signs all the time. But
yeah,
I'm so glad that you realized that, and you realized it really quickly, I would say. I mean, you weren't in this business for decades.
No, and yeah, just a few years.
Yeah, exactly. So did you end up selling the business or did you just close it down?
I tried selling it. I did go that route at first and just couldn't find a dedicated buyer, somebody who was really serious about it. So ultimately I ended up just letting it go.
Wow. Do you have any dreams of bringing it back to life?
You know, for years I did. I thought, you know, I'll wait until my kids are a little bit older and I'll resurrect this. And, you know, I still have the domain and the trademarks and all of the packaging and everything. I thought I'll turn this into something someday. But as time has gone on, I think I've just outgrown it. I've outgrown the idea and it's just not something that I'm 100% passionate about anymore. And I believe that if you are going to have a business, you should be passionate about it, right? Otherwise, it's hard to make something successful when you're not passionate about it. So ultimately, no, I don't think it will ever come back. I've often thought about taking the designs and writing a book and creating a book out of it to sell. But yeah, as of now, everything just is kind of, you know, just laying there.
Right. So maybe we'll see something in the future. Maybe not.
You never know. Who knows?
Yeah. How old are your kids right now?
I have a 17-year-old, a 15-year-old, and a 5-year-old.
Okay. So you're not out of the woods for a while with that 5-year-old.
No, no, definitely not. No. And yeah. And so this was a business when my two oldest were little. This was when I was running that. So
yeah, yeah. Absolutely. So I love your journey of self-discovery throughout this entire process, which eventually, did it lead you to the business you're in now, or did you have another business in between? What does that transition look like?
Yeah. Oh, that's such a great question. I appreciate you asking that because it's a huge part of my story, actually. So after I closed this craft kit business, it was just kind of it was a tough time for me as an entrepreneur. You know, I struggled with a lot of guilt. I had, of course, you know, the mom guilt because I wasn't, you know, I didn't feel like I was as present for my kids as I would have wanted to be during that time. I had a lot of guilt because I knew that this business could be something huge. And I let it go. And so it took me a while to get over that. Like I really struggled with that, you know, for some time. But ultimately, you know, I went back to taking on marketing clients and continued to do that. And then I started to just like really see this passion develop in me that I really wanted to help other moms start simple businesses from home so they could be with their kids. And it was through that experience of learning what kind of entrepreneur I didn't want to be, you know, through this craft kit business that I feel like I'm now in a position to where I can look back and I can really help another mom on her journey. So that's really transitioned into, you know, my current role as a business and marketing coach for moms wanting to start online businesses. You know, because I think there's so many women out there who would love to work from home, but, you know, not only are they not really sure of the first steps to take, but they just really don't know how that fits in with their family. And, you know, through that experience and then the many years of self-work and self-care and setting boundaries that I've learned to do, I am, you know, feel like I'm in a great position to help those moms. So it's really just, that's just been such a transition for me. And it's been a great way to start off this new entrepreneurial experience that I'm in now.
Yeah, absolutely. It's so cool, I guess, to just look back and see how everything in your journey has led up until this point.
Yeah.
Like, I know it's been that way for me. Like a couple of years ago, I was sitting in a cubicle working in a 9-to-5 job. Now I'm doing something that's completely different. However, I'm still using those skills from that position to do what I do now. And I think that's something that a lot of people discount too, especially when they're thinking about getting started, whether it's in the online space or just starting a business in general, because they think that they're starting from square one.
Like, yes.
You're not. You have all of this experience that you've gained from not only your life up until this point, but if you've worked in any job anywhere, whether you were a hostess, you washed cars, you worked in a corporate environment, it doesn't matter. You're still learning things from each of those roles that you were in.
Absolutely. I 100% agree with that. It's so true. And I think people often discount too, you know, you get so stuck in this, you know, what your role as an entrepreneur has to look like or what your business has to look like. And sometimes it's easy to get into that. Okay, I started this business to be one thing and now I want to shift it to another. And that's okay. You know, just as we grow, you know, in age and experience and wisdom, you know, we also grow as entrepreneurs and our, you know, our interests and our skill sets change. And I think it's okay to really hone in on that and be willing to move, you know, with that and to grow with, you know, your business that way as well.
I'm so glad that you brought that up because, oh my gosh, it is so true. Shifting, pivoting, whatever word you want to use.
Yeah.
It's so true. I mean, when I first started in the online space, I started selling graphic prints on Etsy. That is that's nowhere near what I do now, right?
But
if I wouldn't have started, if I would have just taken that one little baby step to start selling $5 custom graphic prints, it was ridiculous. I was drastically undercharging for my services. But if you don't take that first step to even try, then you're never going to know what could happen for you.
Right? Exactly. Yep. That's exactly right.
Yep. And then since that time, when I personally first started, I had 9 other businesses before the one that I'm in right now. Well, yeah. I blame part of that on my ADHD, but we'll talk about that in another episode.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, I also, to your point of just having your passions shift too, as you get older, maybe you have kids and mm-hmm. then you're not only your passion shift, but your focus shifts too, because now you have another human to care for, right?
Exactly.
So, do you want to speak to that a little bit? Did things change at all when you had your 5-year-old?
Did things change with my business? Well, yes and no. By the time I had my 5-year-old, I felt like I was in a really good place of having pretty good systems and processes set up for my business, that it was a lot easier than, you know, back in the day when I first started, had no clue as to what I was doing.
Yeah, so you're preaching to the choir right now.
Yeah. So again, you know, I was able to set myself up a little bit better. You know, I gave myself a designated maternity leave, which I'd never had before. And, you know, just really worked hard to set myself up. But I, you know, one thing that I've learned, you know, being an entrepreneur for many, many years, is that you really have to be good with your time and set boundaries for yourself, especially as a mother. Because it, you know, I think most entrepreneurs would admit that they absolutely love to work. And so sometimes it's really difficult to turn it off. And I have to be so strict with myself because I'll just work and work and work and work and work because it's fun for me. I love it. And I pour my heart and soul into it. So, you know, some people like to go shoe shopping. I like to go to the library and get on my computer and work, you know. It's just kind of ingrained in me. So I think, you know, I have to learn to just, I got to turn it off. So I set just real clear boundaries with myself. When my time is working, I'm working. When my time is with my kids, it's with my kids. And I have that past experience of not doing that. And I know the ramifications of it. And so I can, you know, I feel that deep, and it's just now it's non-negotiable for me. So that's just mm-hmm. how I operate. So I think, you know, in terms of did it change my business? It did, because it has made me realize that now that I have another little one at home, I need to be even stricter with my time. And I've just maintained that since then.
Yeah, I resonate with that so much. Before mm-hmm. I had my son and I was working in my VA business, I was also in my 9-to-5 and I would work 16 or 18 hours a day, mm-hmm. but I was doing it because I loved it. I could still sit in front of a computer and work all day long and have no problem.
Yeah.
I, I just love what I do.
And I think I run into so many of my clients who are in the same boat. They just love it so much that it's so hard to shut it off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And my husband thinks I'm so weird. He's like, I have never met somebody who loves to work as much as you do. Like, that means I'm doing the right thing then.
Yeah. You have him call me.
Exactly. I'm just going to start putting together a list of people. I'm going to say, go talk to them because they understand me.
Yeah. See, that's why it's important to have other entrepreneur friends, because we get each other.
Yes, exactly. 100%. But yeah, I completely agree with what you were saying about boundaries, especially as a mom, because recently I lost my childcare. So I don't have any support during the week. So my boundaries have had to be even more firm than ever before. And it has been rough, not even going to sugarcoat it, because I love to work. I could sit here and work all day long, but I also love my son. Right. And he's 2 years old, almost 2.5 now at the time of recording this, which is crazy. Time flies, but
it does.
Yeah.
I feel like I can just, it feels like yesterday he was just a little baby. I see him, pictures of him, and it goes so fast.
And then that thought kind of pops up in the back of my mind. I don't know if it does for you too. Like, they're not going to be babies forever. They're not going to be two forever. They're going to be out of the house soon enough. So while I do want to work all of the time and follow my passions, I also know that my son, my family is so much more important, like you said before, than any business you could build, any amount of money that you make.
Yeah.
So I'm really glad that you touched on that as well.
Yeah. And, you know, I think it's such an important point, because, you know, you can, it's easy to like, and I think your journey can ebb and flow as the kids have different ages, right? So when they're babies, it's very easy to work during nap time and stuff. But then as they get a little bit older and they become toddlers, they require more of your time. And so, you know, as moms who are running businesses, I think that you just have to really be willing to just ebb and flow with your kids. And you just got to know that it's always going to be changing. It's not going to be the same. So you're in one stage now, just embrace it, because, you know, in the next couple of years, you're going to be in a different stage. And it gets easier at times, it's harder at times, but it's all just such a blessing to be able to be at home and be there for those important moments and still be able to work. It's the best of both worlds.
I'm so glad that you mentioned that, because it's true. If I wouldn't have started this business, I would have been in a cubicle. I would have been working from, realistically, because of my commute, 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. So I would see my son maybe a couple of hours a day. So yeah, I really love your point about just those different seasons of life that you're in as a business owner, as a parent, and really just finding what works best for you and for your family. I think that's really important, because it's not going to look the same for everybody.
Yeah, it is. And it's so important to, if you have a partner or a spouse, to really make sure that they're on board. And because there are going to be times, you know, especially if you work with clients, that you might have a situation where you have to, you know, work outside of your normal business hours. And it's good to make sure that they, you know, are supportive and on board with how you're going to work as well. Cause it makes all the difference. It really does.
It truly does. I have the most supportive husband in the whole world. He has been by my side since day one, cheering me on, wondering why we're not millionaires yet. I keep telling him it's coming. Give me a break sometime. But yes, if you don't have somebody in your corner like that, it will be a lot more difficult. So I truly hope that everybody has, if maybe it's not a partner, maybe it's a family member or a friend who can be there when you need them to watch the kids or, I don't know, give you a break so you can watch TV if you need to, which is like binge on Netflix shows, which actually leads me to something that I want to talk about just really quickly, is self-care. So this is also really important. So we've talked about the successful business. We've talked about boundaries and how we can manage those with our families and our businesses, but we didn't talk about us or you and how you mix self-care in with that and really focus on yourself. Do you have any routines that you do?
I'm trying to get better. And I kind of laugh because this does not come naturally to me. Self-care doesn't in relation to my business. And that is because, you know, I was saying it earlier, I love working so much that sometimes working becomes my self-care. It becomes my escape from everything else because it's so much fun for me. But with that said, I have found that I have to have something else outside of that. I have to be able to turn off that, you know, entrepreneurial spirit and really focus on myself. And I had kind of a health scare a couple of years ago that like just really drilled that into me that, okay, I need to start taking better care of myself. I need to have time that is focused on, you know, just myself, my, you know, rejuvenating spiritually, you know, working on making sure my body is healthy and strong. And that needs to really be outside of my business and outside of my children and my family. And is it easy? No. And is it perfect? I am definitely not perfect at it. It's constantly a work in progress. I have to put it on my calendar. I have to make sure I'm doing it. And fortunately, my husband is very good at forcing me to do it as well. He'll be like, just go for a walk. You need to go, you know, you need to go do this. You need to go do that. Because he knows I won't do it. I put my family first and then I love to work on my business. So I put that next. And then I'm usually kind of somewhere way down the line. But you know, with all that said, it is really important and it's definitely something that I advocate for. And I wouldn't say I preach, but I'm a full supporter of making sure that you have self-care because it's so important, especially mm-hmm. as a mom and entrepreneur.
Yeah, I think our husbands are very similar because he'll come into my office if I'm working and he's like, here's a smoothie, drink the smoothie. Yeah. You're not going to eat any bad food. Get up, go take a walk. I'll watch the kid. Like you need to get away from the screen. Go do something else.
Yeah. And do you find that you just get so sucked into what you're working on that you lose sense of time? Because there's many days I look up and I'm like, oh my gosh, did I eat lunch? I forgot to eat lunch. Where did this time go?
Yes. Any day that I have somebody watching my son or help with him, I am that way. But like I said before, I think a lot of it personally for me has to do with I have ADHD. So there's something called hyperfocus. I'm not sure if you're familiar with that.
No, but I'm not.
It essentially means you can get so focused on something that you literally like zone out the rest of the world. Yeah. And it's great as an entrepreneur because I can get a lot of stuff done in a short amount of time, but it's also not great because I can sit at my computer for 6 hours at a time, maybe get up to go to the bathroom and that's it. But I don't eat. I don't do anything else. So it's like, it has its pros and cons. So I have to be very cognizant of it. Because if I don't, I could literally not move for hours at a time, which is not good either.
No, definitely not. So it sounds like you are in kind of the same boat where you almost have to force yourself or set a timer so that you'll remember, okay, wait, I got to eat. I got to move. I got to practice a little bit of self-care here.
Yes. I have reminders on my phone for everything. The reminders are constantly popping me up, reminding me to get up and like to stand up, to get some more water because I have this giant cup of water. If anybody's watching the video, they can see this. But once it's gone, I don't get up to refill it.
So, it just defeats the purpose, I guess.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh. Well, I'm glad I am not alone. So that's good to have camaraderie there.
you're not alone at all. Well, thank you so much for being here today. This has been such a good conversation. I'm so glad that we talked about this because I know that so many other people and moms especially are going to resonate with this message. And so if people want to learn more about you, I know I shared your Instagram handle before. It's WAHMCEO. Is that, how do you say that?
Wham CEO, okay. Like work at home mom. Yeah. But yeah. That's funny. I was considering changing that and Instagram wouldn't let me. So I guess it's just meant to be.
Perfect.
But yeah. So it's, I'm at, it's actually the Wham CEO, THE, the Wham CEO. on.
Perfect. Thank you for correcting me.
Yeah, no, that's great. I would love to connect with anybody. So just, you can, that's probably the easiest place. So I'm most active over there on Instagram.
Perfect. That sounds great. Thank you again so much for being here. I really appreciated talking with you today.
Oh, you as well, Stephanie. It was so much fun. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of the Behind Their Business podcast with me, Steph Blake of the Blake Collective, which is a female-led company focused on helping online entrepreneurs start and scale their own businesses. If you or someone you know would make a great guest for the show, we would love to interview you. Visit our website at behindtheirbusiness.com to submit a short application and learn more about the show and how you can support our mission. If you enjoyed the show, we would love for you to share it with a friend or a loved one too. And don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. Thank you again for listening to the Behind Their Business podcast. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of the Behind Their Business podcast with me, Steph Blake of the Blake Collective, which is a female-led company focused on helping online entrepreneurs start and scale their own businesses. If you or someone you know would make a great guest for the show, we would love to interview you. Visit our website at behindtheirbusiness.com to submit a short application and learn more about the show and how you can support our mission. If you enjoyed the show, we would love for you to share it with a friend or a loved one too. And don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. Thank you again for listening to the Behind Their Business podcast.